Hello there, everybody. It's Joe here from Power Records in Toronto, Canada. It's our first podcast. Again, welcome, everybody. I've been selling vinyl since 2008. I list records on a whole bunch of sites, which I'll tell you about a little bit later. But this podcast is for you, and I wanted to give you lots of information if you're a vinyl record collector, or if you are sell vinyl records, as I do, or if you're just, you know, happy to hear about vinyl records, you love vinyl records, you play vinyl records, you know, you're a lover of vinyl records, this is the podcast for you. It's going to be a lot of fun here. I'm going to give away a lot of free stuff. I want my audience to grow bigger and bigger, so I'm going to lure you in, as they say, with a lot of free stuff, a lot of free information. And it's going to be fun. I don't want to make it boring. I want to make it fun. I plan to have a podcast that's going to happen once every couple of weeks. Again, I'm from Toronto, and I do profit from selling vinyl records. But again, I also love vinyl records. I've been collecting vinyl records since about the early 70s, maybe in mid 70s, to be honest with you. I'm a big Queen fan. I'm looking forward to their new movie that's coming out in November the 2nd called Bohemian Rhapsody. It's the life story of Freddie Mercury, and it looks really, really good. For those of you that are Queen fans, just look out for that. Now, I started again selling records about in 2008. Sell mainly LPs. I'll give you a little bit more information on the sites that I do sell on a little bit later. So those of you who remember Sam the Record Man, I used to go to Sam the Record Man here on Yonge Street, A&M Records. Those stores are not around anymore. Very sad. I used to go to those records and buy most of my collection is from there. The ones that I bought in the 80s and part of the 90s. Sad to see the record store is gone now, those record stores, but you know what? There's a lot of new record stores popping up now. Small little brick and mortar stores all over Toronto, all over North America, which is great, right? But again, you could find a lot of record stores here on the internet, and hopefully you'll go to my sites that I have. But there's a lot of opportunity to save money and buy on the internet rather to go to the brick and mortar stores. However, the brick and mortar stores are pretty neat. Love going to them. There's a lot of variety there you can buy from. So Sam the Record Man, I used to buy all my records there. And they had anything you wanted. If you ever asked the owner of the store, he would get it for you. I remember going there looking for a really rare vinyl. And I asked him, and sure enough, he had them. And A&M Records had just as many records as well, too. And they were side by side, selling side by side. Really weird how that happened, but they were next door to each other. And they went out of business not too long ago. The Record Man sign is still around downtown Toronto. But unfortunately, the store is there. And I used to buy my records also from Tower Records, too. And All my brothers used to buy records from the downtown location. I used to listen to vinyl records when I was about 10 years old. I used to look at my brother's vinyl collection. My brother used to have a wide variety of Beatles, Rolling Stones, The Doors. And I used to open up and just look at them and play them. And I became a Beatle fan from about that era when I was 10 years old. Now my brother also went on to become a DJ and sell, and he used to play vinyl records up in Thunder Bay. He had his own classic rock DJ show, and so I learned a lot from him, and I'm thankful for him guiding me along the way with music. My older brother is also a music fan. He plays drums in a band right now. So he's also a big vinyl record collector as well, too. He's a bigger Beatle fan than me. His son plays in the Arkells, and I want to give a shout-out to the Arkells. Been to every show here in Toronto. They're having a show on June the 23rd here in Hamilton. So I hope you guys go see that, and I'm giving a shout-out to the great band of the Arkells. My nephew plays keyboards for that band, right? So how did we find out about vinyl records in the old days? Basically through rock magazines. I also used to collect circus magazines, and you'd know about the new record that was coming up in the future. It would be listed in the circus magazine. There really wasn't very many ways of finding out about of LPs coming out other than looking at rock magazines. Now you have the internet, of course, everything is instant, but in those days, that's how we used to find out. So I started listening to records in the 60s, and then I started collecting records in the 70s, basically classic rock. Queen was my biggest band that I loved. Aerosmith and tons of other 70s records. Then I got into punk rock and I started listening to New Wave. I sell lots of New Wave records on my sites. So, and I still love vinyl records. Every opportunity I get, I go to flea markets, I go to record shows, and a big collector, and I make lots of money. I made lots of money since 2008 selling records, and I'm gonna teach you how to do it here too. And I'll teach you how to collect vinyl records, how to care for vinyl records as well too. So again, later on, I'll tell you a little bit more about my sites and how to get to my sites. I do have a book that sells on Amazon. It's called The New Antique. What you do is you go to Amazon Kindle and type in The New Antique. And the book is, you know, it's a basic, it tells you the basic facts about vinyl records. It tells you what kind of records to sell, why you're selling vinyl records, gives you a brief history on my success of selling vinyl records. It tells you a little about how much you should charge and how to clean them, how to care for them, how to ship. So it's a nice little book. You know, it doesn't cost $30 or $40. It's only about 10 bucks. And I suggest you go there if you want to learn a little bit more about selling records and collecting records, how to care for them. I got a lot of good feedback with it. You know, maybe you could become an expert, you know, and you have to start somewhere. But, you know, there's a lot of little things there about labels, you know, how to take pictures, you know, listening for records, and about checklists. You know, I have checklists to ensure that when I ship my record, I follow my checklists. So I'm big on that, and I'm sure that you'll find out a lot more than you know now if you buy that book. And again, I'm promoting it. It's on Amazon Kindle. It's called The New Antique. I'm going to be at a record show called the Vibrations Record Show. I'm going to be there on July the 22nd. This time I will not be selling records. I'll be walking around talking to a lot of the vendors. You'll see me there with my Queen t-shirt. And that's the way you'll spot me. I don't think there's too many people that are going to wear a Queen t-shirt, but that's all fun and games. If you could find me, I'll send you a free copy of my book. So once you find me there, I'll take the information from you and I'll send you the information how to buy my book. But I'll send it to you for free. So you'll get it for free. Look for me, Joe, at the Vinyl Record Show on July the 22nd. It's in Port Perry. Look it up on the internet. It's only $3 per person. That's usually the best place to get vinyl records. And I would advise you strongly to go there and look for vinyl records there. Of course, there's CDs and other formats. And if you find me there in that big crowd, I'll send you one. And if it doesn't matter how many people find me, I'll send you a free copy of my book. And again, as I told you before, there's going to be a lot of fun stuff here. I'll be giving away a lot of free stuff. Okay. So I want you to tune in often. Hopefully I'll be posting here once or twice per week. Hopefully I will, as time allows me to. It's gonna give you a lot of information, as I said before. I want you to give me feedback too. How's it going? Again, if I make it fun, I'm sure you'll come back a lot of times. There also is going to be something on here called the mailbox questions, because I've been getting a lot of questions from people from the internet about selling vinyl records, I want to publish a lot of those questions here on here on the site. I want to give a shout out to Mary from St. Catharines. She just sent me an email. She said, you know, I got tons of records here from my dad who passed away, and I don't know what to do with them. How do I sell them? Mary, I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. You know I've talked to you on Facebook before. Be careful on how you get rid of your records. Don't make the same mistake that I did. The records, there's a lot of people out there that know what they're doing. and can rip you off. The best thing I would say to you is the best resource you have is the internet. Is look up the value of the record before you sell them online. And you gotta know what you're doing and how to ship them and how to care for them. If you got one scratch on the record, the value will go down like by 50, 60%. So that's a little piece of advice. But this is the type of things I'm gonna offer on this podcast. Basically telling you, you know, how to sell records so you don't get ripped off, right? So Mary, just a word of advice, contact me again. I'll give you a little bit more information, but keep listening to the podcast and you'll get better and better. Don't unload them all at once. Be careful because you could be holding on to a lot of money there, right? So I'm also going to have something called the Record of the Week. And you probably heard, I hope it worked, but at the beginning of the podcast, my record was Stray Cats. The record of the week, Stray Cats, was the Built for Speed record that was made in 1982. I just love that record. Rockabilly, a lot of people say, yeah, they started rockabilly. Hang on a second, rockabilly has been going on a long, long time, and it's been going since the 50s and 60s. They just spruced it up a little bit. I love the music on there. It's fast. The songs are addictive. And of course, you know, Rock This Town is one of my favorite records on there, one of the singles that was put out as a single. You could buy it from my Discogs site as well too. And again, any of the people that buy from my sites, I will offer a 20% discount. If you say that you've listened to the podcast, I will automatically give you a 20% discount. More on that a little bit later. Hey, there's another song on there called Little Miss Prissy. Great song. I think it's on side one, at the end of the side one. Another great song. So the song, the record of the week that I do sell is called the Stray Cats Built for Speed. And again, go to my Discord sites, and I'm gonna be talking a little bit about Record of the Week here on the podcast, and basically offering you a good price of the record as well too. The other thing, as I told you before, a lot of free stuff. If you listen to the podcast and you do email me, the first person that emails me, I'm gonna send out a free CD, Boston Greatest Hits. So if you email me at jlcarone@sympatico.ca, I will send you that free CD. And during the podcast, if you keep listening to them, I'm going to be offering you a lot of free stuff. But today, if you're the first person that emails me at jlcarone@sympatico.ca, I'll send you a free CD called Boston Greatest Hits just by listening to this podcast. A lot of free stuff. And if you do email me that you've heard the podcast, I'm going to give you my book for free, okay? So just let you know that the first five people, you know what? I'll make it 10 people that listen to this podcast and email me, say that they enjoyed the podcast. Hopefully you do enjoy it. I will send you my book, my ebook called The New Antique, which is selling on Amazon Kindle right now. So email me, first 10 people, and I'll send you that free email, free ebook, I should say. Okay. So I'm also going to have something on here called trivia. There's a lot of information basically that you don't know about vinyl records. And I want to make sure that throughout time you'll get better and better. But the trivia I'm offering basically stuff you didn't know, stuff that you didn't know about vinyl records. And for instance, today the question is basically, what age group do you think, multiple choice, A, B, or C, what age group do you think is vinyl record collectors come from now? Is it age 40 to 50, 50 to 60, or do you think it's C, 25 to 30? Believe it or not, it's the 25 to 30 group. A lot of younger people are getting into vinyl records. Now, you wouldn't think that. You think it would be the older crowd, but the vinyl records selling is about $1 billion per year now. And it's, as I said, it's popping up on all the stores around Toronto, a lot of small record shops, a lot of malls. So it's gaining ground, and that's why I want you to get into this business, and I want you to start selling it if you're interested, and I can guide you along the way. But the 25 to 30 crowd is a big market right now, and bet you didn't know that. Bet you thought it was the older crowd, but it's not. It's the younger crowd. The second fun question I have for you, you know there's a site that when you die, you can donate your ashes and make a vinyl record out of your ashes. Isn't that fantastic? Wouldn't you just love that, knowing that you'll be in a vinyl record, for those of you that love vinyl records? I think myself, I would like to be pressed into Night at the Opera. I don't know if that's possible, but when I die, I'd like to get into any Queen record, and Night at the Opera is one of my favorites of all time. Okay, let's go to the stores. All right, now as I told you before, I do sell on the internet right now, and I sell on two places. Music Stack is one of my big stores that I sell on, and the address for Music Stack is www.musicstack.com/seller/power records, all in small letters, okay? So go to www.musicstack.com and type in Power Records under the sellers. And over there, I sell over 41,000 records, mainly singles, some LPs, lots of singles, and good prices. So as I told you before, you know, you go to a brick and mortar, a lot, because of the popularity of records, the brick and mortar stores are kind of taking up their prices, you know, charging tax and so on. I give you a good price on my sites. So go to Music Stack, over 41,000 records there, and those for those people that live on Ontario, you'll get the record right away. Even across Canada, I do ship quick, fast shipping. So please go to my site at Music Stack. I also sell on a site called Discogs, right? And the address there is www.discogs.com/seller/power records. The P is capital and the R is capital. Under Power Records, and go there. I got about 381 LPs there right now, cassettes and CDs, but real good stuff, stuff that is rare, a lot of new wave stuff, some of 60s stuff, but all in great condition. So you go there, and if you go to that site or the Music Stack site, let me know and I will offer you a 20% discount just by telling me that you bought because you listened to the podcast. You get a 20% discount on the items you bought from my store. So the last couple things I want to tell you, you can promote your site here too. When I talk about some of the vinyl record facts and information, you could tell me your site for free. I will give you a little blurb because I want you to be successful as I have been selling records. And I'll give you a little blurb, tell you a little blurb. Just email me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. And I will promote your site here, right? And also, if you want to be on the show, I'd love to interview you. If you're an experienced vinyl seller or collector, please contact me and we'll get you on the show. So that's it. I look forward to these podcasts. Thank you so much. Have an awesome week, guys. And take care and keep collecting those vinyl records. We'll talk to you soon. Bye now.